Welcome to episode 4 of the Yo World Update, recorded on November 15th, 2016. My name is Trevor.
And my name's Jazz.
And we are your Yo World community managers. So the Yo World Update is a bi-weekly show where we talk about your new feature updates, upcoming themes, and any other Yo World related information that you guys may want to know. If you want to get in on any listening party fun, start one now. So in the events section, start a party. Jess and I will be roaming around the game for probably the next couple hours after this is released.
Mm-hmm.
And we might just swing by for a visit.
Yeah. And today for this episode, we're joined by a very special guest. You might know him as our very own Chicken Fingers. We usually just call him Shane.
Yeah.
Hi, Shane.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Shane is one of our very, very talented costume artists for Yo World.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, given today's topic, what's our topic today?
Yeah, so Shane's actually joining us for our upcoming holidays design contest, because that is the topic of the week this week. And he's here to speak to a little bit about the process of recreating the winning designs. So, as always, before we get into getting into that, we'll be talking about what's coming up into the Yo World development and art worlds. There's lots to get through this week. Holy smokes, there's lots to get through.
There is so much. So let's start. Let's go. Feature world. So, in features, we have... Oh, goodness, this is a long list.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Yo World mobile companion app item rewards have been updated for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Gold vibrating chair.
I know, it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
The Yo Lotto has been continuing. Congratulations to all our winners and good luck to everybody else who's entering this mm-hmm. week. We are in the middle of our Christmas features. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff coming your way, but more information coming soon.
Yep.
Oh, so exciting. Such exciting news. We are working on the very first steps. These are baby steps, mm-hmm. so it's still a long time coming. But the first steps are being made in improving the auction house.
So many good things coming
down. It's been
down.
So long.
Yep.
It's been such a long time coming. I'm so happy it's starting.
Yep.
We're also working on updates to VIP. We are tracking and monitoring game performance right now. We've heard some reports of lag,
mm-hmm.
specifically, and working on addressing that. We'll have a game plan sometime soon. And
finally,
there are some things in the works, so you may see some new and maybe returning Yo fans sometime in the nearish future.
Yeah, more details about that on the forums as we kind of learn a little bit more about it
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, but it's exciting times for Yo World.
Mm-hmm.
Woo woo. Okay, art.
Art updates. So current art things going on right now. Halloween has wrapped up with a whole bunch of goodies at the end. You can see the first set of our mini planet items that have been added to the game.
So exciting.
Yeah, super exciting. Thanksgiving and fall themes are currently going on, but we'll be wrapping up shortly to make way for drum roll, little drummer boy roll.
You're Christmas?
Christmas is coming up.
There's like solid head shakes from Shane. Just
This is where the magic happens. This is where it happens.
Hey, I'm all for it. I love these jokes.
And then actually pretty shortly coming up, we got Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and I think we'll be doing a whole weekend for all of that stuff. So
yeah, plans are still underway.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then Christmas design contest entry period is still going on. It'll wrap up this Sunday night, which is dates. The 20th at 11:59 p.m.
Yeah.
So that's when the entry period closes. So there's still, if you're listening to this on Thursday, there's still a couple more days to submit your entries. Before we get to any more details about the design contest, because we will be talking a lot about that today, we do have some postcards that we received. So that's
lots
it.
Lots of postcards.
That's it for art updates.
Yay.
I should probably close off that segment.
Yeah, that is up. Unless Shane has anything.
Oh, not really.
Seems like it. Okay, good.
Official word. I like it.
Keep it concise.
So we received a few postcards in the last couple weeks. Jess?
Some beautiful postcards,
I
actually.
Know.
I'm going to start with this one because it is one from Coonies.
Mm-hmm.
Coonies Rock, October 2016. And it's all of the Coonies all sitting in a room and it's beautiful. And the postcard wall is there. We were talking about this actually before the podcast or the update started, that we should take a picture of the postcard wall and put it as an item in Yo World.
Yes.
And it's there.
Oh,
it was in Yo You.
Was it actually?
I do remember that. This tells
That's
you how many
right.
things go on in the Yo World office.
Yeah.
It was in Yo You.
That's hilarious. Some
yeah.
items kind of just slip through.
Just kind of, you forget.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, This is a beautiful, like, handmade postcard. It says, "Hiya, Vikings. You asked for postcards, and so you shall receive one. We're looking forward to that super rare handheld postcard. So please pick ours. We're the Coonies, and we love, love, love Yo World and BBG. We'd love for you to join us at our Coonie meeting anytime. We heard you had your 5th anniversary. Congrats. We just had our 351st Coonie meeting." That's incredible.
That's crazy.
That's over 7 years of meetings without missing a single week.
Nice.
That is wonderful. And then on the front, it's pictured at last week's meeting. Robin, Jacob, Bev Soko, Mia, Gianni, Meme, Mimi, maybe? Mary, J-Bug, Pinky, Mr. Barrelman, Jed, Lori, Red, Raby, Dave, Abby, Easy Riders, Trinity YID, Mike, Dolly, Callie, Janae, and Ima.
That is a heck of a shout out. Also, Raby Akuni. I feel like that's probably just a bad
miss. Trevor, stop making bad jokes.
Watching Shane's face when you were reading that off was one of my favorite things to do. It looked like his heart was just melting as he was reading it. What's the second postcard you got there? Or one of the other postcards you've got there.
One of the other postcards. This one is from Ridgefield. It has a beautiful picture of the Ridgefield Community Center. Built during the 1900s in the neoclassical revival style. I like when these postcards have like information about what's on the front.
You learn a little bit more about the place, yeah.
Right? This one says, "Viking Trevor and Jess, heart your podcasts. Keep them coming. Love yo so much. So glad BVG saved it. Heart, girly girl."
Aww.
We heart you, girly girl.
Yeah, right back at you.
Yeah. Shane, do you want to read one?
Sure. So this one is from BB. It is very sweet, though. It has like a yo-you house out front saying, "We love you, BVG," with a nice heart that shows the true love, with BB and Angel on there as well.
Nice.
I love these like laminated postcards that players have made.
The personalized ones of screenshots?
They're very sweet.
They're awesome.
I mean, it's always heartwarming seeing how much our community loves us by getting cards like this, right?
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
I Instagrammed that one out actually a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Did you put a filter on it?
I think I did, actually. I put a filter on everything. If I could put a filter on my life, I would. That sounded sad. So we actually have a draw this week. So
we do.
Of all of our postcards that we received so far, every couple weeks, we draw two of them to give away for a postcard handheld item. It is currently still probably the most exclusive item in the game, because I think there's only two of them that exist right now.
So far, outside of Viking hands, yeah.
So we went to our big postcard wall, and we threw a bunch of things at it today to pick our random cards. I got Viking Jamie and Viking Josh to throw things at it. and the two that we have selected, drum roll, one is from Solius Cookie, and this one says, "Hi Vikings, postcards are numbered to show you a slideshow of travel for fun." It doesn't actually have the other ones because this is the only one that
That's the only one that was picked.
But that one goes out to you.
She sent us a book, a travel book that's sitting on top of the postcard wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out. And then the other one here we have is from XF Lisa. I think it was from the very first Christmas that we did.
It does look like a Christmas postcard.
Yes, it was the Santa Jaws is coming to town.
Oh, and it's got a picture of a shark with a Santa hat on it.
Yes. So congratulations out to you guys. And you should be seeing postcard handhelds in your inventory, I think probably right now.
Yeah.
So that's it for our postcards. Thank you very much for sending those in. Gary much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary much.
Yeah. Oh, I miss him.
Postcards do.
So on to every time.
You know he still works here.
Yeah, I know. So on to our topic of the week, and this is the big reason why Shane is here. I mean, we love his company, but he's got a lot to talk about, I think, on this. And it is design contests.
Ever since we took Yo World over, we've been hearing requests for design contests. Our very first one was actually back in March of 2015.
Yep.
which is crazy. It's only been like a year and a half since we've been doing this.
Well, user-generated experience is one of our Yo values.
It's true.
So this design costs speak right to it.
They've been phenomenal. Each and every one, mm-hmm. we have seen improvements in the process. We've seen improvements in the quality of entries from Yo fans. Mm-hmm. We've seen improvements everywhere. And so here's hoping that it just continues to be an uphill.
Uphill?
Uphill. Progression.
Okay, here we go.
You're not like fighting uphill. It's like trending upwards. I don't know. It sounds like the right thing. Anyway, so we thought with all of the conversation around our last design contest mm-hmm. and with another one currently underway, we'd go into a little bit of the process on what happens on our end. A lot of Yo fans know what it's like to design, but a little less so what it's like to be on the BVG end of design contests. So
for sure.
I think we should go into that a little bit and hopefully it'll help everybody out. So design contests from our end consist of 6 different stages.
Yes.
We start with planning. We go on to the submission phase, judging and finalist compiling, and then we go on to player voting and then art recreation, which is why Shane is here. And then the content and release phase, mm-hmm. which is kind of right before and as it makes it to Yo fans.
Which is already probably a surprising amount of information for Yo fans to hear right now. There are that many stages in the design contest. Yeah,
and that's
phase.
Just kind of a summary that doesn't account for all of the other little things that yes. we do. So.
Yeah. So the first section, where it's the planning of the contest itself, this is mostly handled by Jess and myself. We review previous contests and kind of gather feedback surrounding them, both from players and our teams. And in order to identify the opportunities to host the new contests. So this is like the Christmas, the Halloween ones, the UK. We'll look back at how those contests performed, what worked, what quite didn't.
Yeah, and see where something might be coming up that we can host a contest that would make sense, because we can't do it for every theme because that would be insane.
Yep. And a quick break for the emergency vehicles going by.
We get them so often here.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
A busy corner. And then we'll look at any potential changes or improvements that we can make from the last ones to make it easier for everyone involved going forward. So after this reflection, we work with our content team and with our art team, like our best friend over here, Shane, to decide on any particular rules or constraints or themes that may work best for the current contest that we're thinking about.
Yeah, and that's why they kind of change from contest to contest.
Yes.
So
it's ever-growing, ever-changing.
Ever-growing.
Yeah, we're always trying to improve on the best process for both us and the players mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. to make it as accurate as possible.
Yeah. And that's why that planning stage is so important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's so much work that goes into them that if we don't make it better every time, it kind of, it gets super consuming. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get lost in these. So
yeah.
After we plan, we go into the submission stage of the contest, and mm-hmm. that's where you come in.
Yeah.
The entry period starts and you guys put your best foots forward.
Best feet forward.
Mm-hmm. For creating designs that can be added into Yo World. Our part as Vikings is to keep an eye on submissions as they come in to ensure they follow rules, to answer any questions that may crop up. And we're also working on letting designers know if we see any submissions that may be detracted from or not chosen because of the constraints of Yo World. And mm-hmm. that's something that we learned at the last contest that designers really kind of want to see a little more of. So yeah. we'll do our best. This is a part of it.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. To kind of make that a little more clear.
And we have a little bit of a checklist coming up later in the update that will kind of identify what kind of constraints that we've seen in the past that you can avoid going forward. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then after that's all done, after you guys have submitted everything and the entry period has closed, which is the next part that's about to happen with the Christmas, the holidays design contest, Jess and myself, along with community content and art, so basically everyone, take the time to review each and every submission. And we look into each submission's potential for recreating, how it can be recreated in Yo World, and how well it will fit into the existing Yo World landscape. And yes, how marketable they are. This is one thing that we do consider as well. This stage stays as short as we possibly can make it, which means that there is a ton of work that happens in a really short time frame. Mm-hmm. Basically, to give Yo fans a big enough opportunity to both create and vote on designs.
Yeah, we don't want to take forever to mm-hmm. judge finalists because it really should be a Yo fan owned process,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
That's actually we heard from a few Yo fans in our last contest who wanted to know why we judge finalists, mm-hmm. why we can't put it up to a player vote. And there are a lot of answers to that. But honestly, it's mostly because we're best able to screen finalists for what's actually possible to recreate. And also so that we can avoid any kind of unfair bias or unfair yeah. vote activity as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's true.
And then another reason actually is because player voting is really complicated. So once the finalist compiling has mm-hmm. been done, we release the surveys to Yo fans. And in all of our contests, we receive hundreds of submissions.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a crazy logistical nightmare to yeah. put that together. Our voting surveys now have roughly 30 or so finalists each, and they can be confusing.
Mm-hmm. At 30.
At 30. So I remember our very first design contest that ever happened, 800 entries, 900 entries. I don't, it was coming up on 1,000. And there is no way, there's no way to make a survey that makes any kind of sense with 900
entries. Try to put that into like just like a poll where right? players That's, would be like.
I can't even get my head
I would just choose it. Like the first three. I'd be like, yeah, I mean, I can't possibly tackle this.
Seriously, you just pick them at random. There's no way to easily vote between them. So yeah. that's kind of why we sit down. We take an analytical eye to all of them. Mm-hmm. We watch them come in. And then we actually try to make voting last at least a week so that everybody has a chance to get their say in.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if we just had a 2-day voting period, there's a lot of people who would be very upset about that.
Well, I mean, people might be gone for a couple of days, right?
Absolutely.
So we do as much as we can to make sure that our parts are as concise as possible so that you guys have enough time to vote and create and do everything that is in your court at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the designs are voted upon, the source files are sent to our artists. And I don't know if you want to jump in on this, Shane, or...
For art files that we get, the best for replication, like 100% accurate replication, would be mm-hmm. like an AI file, an Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator file.
Yep.
That's like the best that we could do for replication. when we do get like images or PSDs or just a PNG or a JPEG file that we have to recreate, that's a lot harder to judge the exact process, what the exact colors were used and shades and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
which can lead to some imperfection. It's just part yeah. of the process, unfortunately.
One picture is super hard to judge intent on, right? Like, you yeah. can see what it looks like, but you don't know what the artist's intent is behind that.
Yep,
exactly. And trying to judge, like, what colors they used for, like, an eyeshadow and what opacity mm-hmm. they set that to and such can be very difficult, which is why, like, we try to be as accurate as possible, but unfortunately, that can't always happen all yeah. the time.
But mm-hmm. that is why, obviously, we started asking for source files mm-hmm. for the digital mm-hmm. Entries. We have hand-drawn entries, too. But the digital ones, we ask for the source files and early so that we can get a head start on those and stop playing email tag with our winners.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Trevor and I have experienced, and it's no fault of Yo fans, like, none at all. But once the contest closes, we then have to find contact information for that winner, yep. get the files in a usable format. Sometimes we have to figure out what program they've used to make it. It yep. just has been...
And emails bounce back, and then it goes to happiness engineers.
Time, yeah.
It could go all over the place.
So doing it early is always best. Mm-hmm. And if you have digital files, something in a vector format, right, Shane?
Yes. AI is best.
Yeah.
Next to that would be SVG, which is usually used through Inkscape.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, Inkscape has a few porting issues of trying to copy a file from Inkscape over to Illustrator. A lot of the times, opacity, gradients, anything usually dealing with opacity won't transfer over.
Hmm.
So we have to try to interpret that as close as we can.
Yep.
So stuff like blush and stuff like that.
That's actually really, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to know. I knew SVG was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there were some challenges there, but.
So does it just show up as like a solid color when it transfers over? Oh, nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. So it makes the designs look a little bit different when you put them into.
It really is a puzzle trying to figure out, like, even with an SVG file through Inkscape, it's like a puzzle trying to figure out what we can copy over and what we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we do copy it over, you'll get these big blocks that's like, okay, so these are artifacts, and you have to kind of figure out, okay, so what part of these SVG files in Inkscape aren't transferring over?
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've had questions about like, why can't we use Inkscape? And the real answer to that is that we use a lot of Adobe products. The game runs in Flash, which is mm-hmm. an Adobe product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just have to be consistent. And Adobe is a little bit more robust and, I would say more efficient.
Yep, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah. That
actually explains a lot on some of the some of our previous finalists and why there may have been some small inconsistencies necessarily. I know Shane tries his absolute hardest. He works so long and so hard on these design contest finalists to make it as close as possibly can to the artist's intent or the designer's intent, but sometimes things just get lost in translation. So
absolutely, and like the time frame of it as well, we unfortunately can't spend like a nice whole week on one costume.
Yeah, absolutely not. That would make the cost of the items to players, to you guys, phenomenal. Yeah,
1 million yo cash.
I mean, if you want to pay for it, absolutely. Yeah, go for it. But
we have a lot of these costume pieces that get released in a short period of time in the game. Like it is like in many cases, an entire week of releases for costume pieces. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it puts a lot of strain on your team to make sure you can get that out quickly, efficiently, and as close as much as you can. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No pressure.
And looking back to like the first contest that we did, or I think it was the Christmas one that we did originally, and there were a lot of delays to that. And I think that was due to us trying to chase down files and all this stuff and not even having proper vector files. So everything had to be recreated. But all this iteration that we've been doing through these design contests have made it easier and easier to get you the files. I mean, not the files, the assets as soon as possible from the time they've been voted on.
We've turned into a well-oiled machine for sure.
Yeah.
We're getting a better oiled machine,
which is a weird expression.
It's all a process, though, right? Yeah. We're always going to try to get better.
Yeah. So
that's neat. That's really good information, though.
Mm-hmm. But it's really great. And I strongly encourage players to suggest any color variants or any variants in general. I know Karab released one here, I think, the previous design contest to Halloween. And that's where coral hair came from.
Which is
great. That's awesome.
And a coral hair is great for our team, and we've used it in other designs as well. Yeah. So
players absolutely love it. Like it's gone over so well.
Yeah, you're being involved in the game. That makes me so happy being part of a game that does that with the community. I love that we can do that.
It is the best part of your world, honestly. It is the absolute best part of your world. So.
So actually, once the designs have been recreated, there's still one more step left, and they go off to our content team to place in stores, price, test, and add to pop-ups. And all of that kind of sounds a little bit quick and easy. Oh, but man, it isn't.
It's not.
this part can take some time. So this is actually the part where the artwork actually meets your world's code. And it's what happens right before the items make it out to you guys. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes through like a processing sort of stage. So the art isn't lost here. It's just made sure it's kind of stitched together with how it fits into your world.
And tested and made sure that it looks right.
And sometimes it doesn't always work with our rigging process too, with how they'll have it laid out. So we kind of have to make like compromises to make sure it'll
work. Wear jackets or earrings and things like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Most of the time it works.
Did you say wear jackets or earrings?
Yeah, there was a craze design. I think it was craze. It may not have been. I might be wrong on that, but there was one design that had a jacket, but it was kind of falling off the shoulders. And because of how it had to be rigged, it had to be layered as earrings.
Yes.
Or else it wouldn't sit properly.
Yeah, exactly.
But then if you moved or did an action, it would move with your head instead of your body. But I mean, it's a one or the other situation. Yeah. You can't do both.
We talk about item layering a lot, and actually clothing layer is sometimes just as complicated.
Oh, absolutely.
We're kind of locked into a fixed process that we have to use it because we can't retro change all these past items or add new stuff in. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we have to find creative solutions, which is like using the front left earring actually layers behind the head of the yo, but it layers over the whole body of the yo.
Oh, neat.
I mean, like over the whole body. So that way we can, you know, use jackets and stuff to kind of overlay like scarves and stuff. And
oh, it's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creative solutions within constraints. Exactly. It's always fun.
The things you learn from the artist.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So that process being done.
Start to finish. Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. So last contest, our Halloween contest, we opened the floor to more discussion, suggestions, questions about what might make our next contest easier for everybody involved. And one of the things to come out of those questions was a desire for your designers to know what limitations actually means. Because sometimes, and I think in every one of our rules, we've said something along the lines of we may have to adjust or recreate or possibly not even pick your entry because of your world limitations. So we can't really honestly go into detail on every single one because we'd be here for days and days and days.
But we also don't know every single limitation that we're going to come across, right?
Because we haven't had those ideas necessarily, right? So, but we do have a list of things to be conscious of while you're designing for these contests.
Yeah. So first thing, tiny details or any muddy silhouettes don't tend to read well once they're shrunk down to the actual yoke size. So very detailed, very like we had actually a trouble with Halloween with webs. Like webs was a big one for us because we had a really hard time taking very tiny, like finite web details and making them into a shrunken yoke size.
Yeah, you just kind of not, you can't see it when it's super small. So also along those lines, it's not on our pre-made list, but white items. Items that are pure white that don't cover over the O. We had that with the webs that were made.
The webs that did make it into the game.
Preview because the background is white, and I don't think we have any way to fix that. Something else we saw specifically actually in our last contest.
Yes.
Items that are intended to circle around like the front and back of your yo. So one continuous item that in one spot goes in front of you and then circles around and comes behind you.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Yep. Because the way that the way that the actual yo works is that it's kind of like a sandwich where it's just like you got bread in the front and bread in the back, and as opposed to a wrap where the bread continues all the way around.
Shane is laughing, but it's accurate.
I was telling Jess my analogy for this, and she said it was ridiculous. But I want to give it a shot.
About bread in the front, bread in the back.
Another thing that we have an issue with is the items that expand quite far past the boundaries of the yo. They're very difficult to make work. You'll see on the forums they shrink yo's right down, and these items actually tend to get in the way of other players in public areas.
Any designs, unfortunately, that require new developer work in order to make them function. So if you think about for our last decor contest, we had an amazing suggestion, and we've heard the suggestion before for a YouTube player, but it's not possible, unfortunately, currently. And the constraints of a design contest aren't where we are going to be able to look into those development works. Complicated animations. Or that's intricate animations. Simple ones are probably possible. Shane might be able to answer that better, but
I agree. Simple animation. This game is very performance heavy. Like a lot of complicated animations will just, as a lot of the community knows,
players
lag.
Know.
They lag people out. So we try to keep it fairly simple. Or even adding animations to items that come in the game, like sparkles and stuff like that. That stuff works really well.
Yeah, for sure. Things that are too similar to already in-game items are another constraint that we run into. We don't want to create anything in the game that may impact the in-game economy is another big one for us.
If you just want to make like a nature woman recolor, like that's not a thing we're probably ever going to pick for a design contest. And along those lines, actually, we can pay tribute to other IP, to other intellectual property. But we can't actually just take an item or a concept or a design from a TV show or a movie or another game and plop it into your world. It doesn't work that way. There are rules.
For sure. Like we can't put exact characters and things like that for movies or stuff that you love as much as we would love to. Oh, trust me, we would love to.
Yeah.
Cause we love those things just as much as you guys do, but there are copyright issues, right? So.
Yeah. We try to pay our, like, I know we do it sometimes. We'll pay homage in certain respects.
Absolutely.
But try to not tread right on top of it and use the exact designs.
Do you have anything else to add to that list that you can think of?
Let me take a look here. I can say one thing that does really help is having back views for items.
Just in
terms of recreation, especially for hairs and hats and such like that. Because we want to be as
items,
accurate as possible.
The more intricate items.
Absolutely.
Like for shoes, don't shoes just have the front view but kind of flipped?
Yep, correct.
Yeah. And like for tiny items, it might be a little bit easier. But if there's a lot of detail like knit or something like that on back views, then that's something that takes artists a lot longer to create. Which is actually why we requested, it's not mandatory this contest, although we're toying with the idea of making them mandatory for every contest. But back views will be, if your design includes a back view, it will be given a very strong consideration in the finalist stage.
Yeah. If you give us your full vision, we'll give you a much stronger consideration when it comes to that kind of thing. So, So we actually had some questions crop up on the design contest discussion thread themselves. We want to go over them really quickly if we still have time. So the first question they had, well, who will choose the finalists? We don't have player names with these, but if this is your question, thank you very much. Our answer to that is to make sure that we are sure the making sure the doable designs make it to the top of the pile, we are choosing the finalists. I know this comes up quite frequently every time we do our design contests.
Mm-hmm. And we would absolutely, absolutely love for Yo fans to be involved in absolutely mm-hmm. every stage of these contests, but we do have to intervene a teeny tiny little bit sometimes.
Everyone say hi to Jen.
Hey.
And Jacqueline. Hi.
Hey.
And Shane.
Jen and Jacqueline are our amazing happiness coordinators. They make sure we're happy.
Yes.
All day long. That is their whole job. They're wonderful people, and I love them very
they
much.
They just did their job very well because they brought us lattes, which is amazing.
It's wonderful. They're wonderful people.
Yep.
Anyway, so back on topic.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
The next question. So they all have to have the same position of the hairline. This is in response, I believe, to the template that we put out. Mm-hmm. The answer is no. You don't have to have that hairline. That's just kind of a general reference image for that we use to make sure that nothing's kind of too off. But mm-hmm. if your design will look better with a different hairline, you go for it.
Yeah. And thanks to Shane for giving us that.
Yes, thank you.
Providing you with that template.
So helpful.
I think a lot of players are actually hopefully really happy with it. And we've actually seen it, I think, come up on a few of the designs for proportions and everything like that. So
good.
It's been super good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next question is 15 full costumes. Wow. Thank you, BVG.
That's not a question,
Hold
Trevor.
Hold up. Well, we wish we had the time to create 15 and had the time and resources to actually add 15 costumes to the game. Unfortunately, that was the number of finalists.
Yes.
It was not the number of costumes that are being created.
That will be what your fans can vote from.
Yes.
15 costumes eventually, but not for this contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. We answered this actually a little earlier, but why do you need the files before knowing which will be winners? Mm-hmm. And honestly, the answer is just that it makes everything faster for us.
Yep.
We don't use the files unless they're winners.
Absolutely not. Don't even open the files. Don't even open the emails. They're unread in my inbox right now. So
you're ridiculous. You're so funny. we won't use them unless they're winners.
Well, I think we have seen like past files that have been resubmitted for newer contests get in, right?
Absolutely.
Which is great.
It's wonderful. Can the entries be hand drawn? The answer to this will actually change from contest to contest. Mm-hmm. For this one, yes. Anyone with a paper and a pencil or pencil crayons or crayons or whatever you may want to use can give a crack at it. I think Trevor might have meant give it a crack or take a crack
take
at it.
Take a crack at it, I think, was probably what I was going for.
But if you're able to translate the design to something more digital, it makes it a lot easier for our team to recreate and understand your vision. Mm-hmm. So those complications that Shane was talking about earlier with the SVG files not giving transparency and things like that, those complications are compounded intensely with hand-drawn designs. Mm-hmm. We can use hand-drawn designs for inspiration, but there will always be something that may not quite line up with that vision. And we really want to make this a process that's as easy as possible for everyone. Hand-drawn entries are more likely to make it in contests when we have longer time frames. Mm-hmm. We may in the future one day maybe make a hand-drawn contest only.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it really depends on what we're trying to accomplish with the contest itself and how much time we have and how many resources and what's going on.
But it does open the door for a lot of players who don't have the resources like Inkscape Skills mm-hmm. and obviously Adobe Illustrator, which is an expensive piece of software, right?
So there are a lot of really amazing artists who really only do analog forms. And one day we would like to really give them the chance to showcase things. You can absolutely 100% enter into this contest mm-hmm. and most of them. But generally digital is a little easier and tends to resonate better with Yo fans when they vote, just because sometimes it's harder to see what your hand-drawn entry is going to look like in Yo world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But if a design is not digitally created, Jess asks another player, how would you like it be submitted? If I save it template and printed it and took a photo or scanned it back with the following design, is that how it works?
Can be.
Yeah.
If that's how you want to do it. Scanning it will work better than a picture generally, just because there's more detail there and there's less chance of it kind of being skewed mm-hmm. from the paper or the camera angle or the yeah. whatever, but whichever way you think shows off your design best.
Cool. Yeah. Another question from another player is how many entries per player?
As many as you want for this contest. Yeah. Again, we'll change per contest, but if you are willing to put the work and creativity into dozens or hundreds or however many designs you want to put up, mm-hmm. go for it. Have at her.
Nice.
Can a single item be hair?
Heck yeah.
I always like seeing hairs too. Those are generally my favorite items to
see it's
from
true.
Other
yeah.
designs.
When Shane and I were going through the entries yesterday, Shane was just like, oh, I like that hair. Oh, I like that hair. Oh, I like that hair.
And it turns out to be almost literally every single hair
it's
because,
true.
Honestly.
Yep.
Yeah.
They also offer, like, I don't know, seeing hairs and such offers a lot of, like, insight and inspiration on how our team could future design
absolutely.
Hairs as well, which is great.
All of these contests, like, honestly, mm-hmm. seeing the ones that kind of get the most YoFan response mm-hmm. gives us a lot to work with in terms of what YoFans are looking for.
Yeah, we can kind of, like, aim better as an art mm-hmm. team towards what they like.
The virtues of design contests.
Yeah. Another player asks, can we enter an item into multiple categories?
Yeah. If the item fits within each category, so, mm-hmm. like, if you have a hair that fits into your full outfit, but you also want to enter it separately, go for it.
Yep.
We just ask that you don't go overboard.
Yeah, don't take everything from that full outfit.
Yeah. Please yeah. and thank you. Like, the ones that have standalone merit, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yep.
But if, you know, there's something that's integral to your full outfit and only really makes sense within
sure.
that full outfit, then probably you don't want to enter it into the single entries.
Think of things that we would actually put into stores by themselves. Mm. So, for example, if it's a hair, a handheld, or, you know, things like that.
Like Yobers, hats.
Yeah, we wouldn't put just a jacket into stores by itself. So entering just your jacket into the single items category is not going to have our consideration.
I mean, it might if it's an amazing
jacket.
Yeah, if jacket,
it's like super cool. Like if it's a Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Okay,
go
Joseph.
For it.
Or Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Yeah. And very last question. Can we have decor contests as well? Not for this Christmas.
Yes.
We are still reviewing the success of the last one. Mm-hmm. They're a lot tougher. They are a lot tougher. They seem to be kind of a smaller demographic for people who can design for them, which
yep.
makes a lot of sense because
they're 3D.
Honestly, it's more of a free canvas as opposed to designing for a yo.
Yeah.
We have to take a lot more creative liberties. We have to, you know, kind of change perspectives. We have to make things work a lot. It's just way more complicated.
Yeah.
So, that's not to say we won't ever do one again, but not right now. Not for Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That's it for the questions that we pulled from the discussion thread. And mm-hmm.
That's all of them. I think if you have more, let us know.
I mean, we'll open up the thread for discussion on when this thread is posted for the Your World update. Ask us any of your design contest related questions. We'll stick them in the appropriate thread if they tend to have conversation in the discussion thread too. But you know, ask us your questions and we'll see if you can give your answers.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I nuzzle this microphone
go for
the
it.
Yo fans?
Go for it.
Go
yeah.
for it.
All right. This one's for you guys. All right.
That is Shane, like, giving you, what are they, Eskimo kisses?
Yeah.
Just
Eskimo.
The nose nuzzle?
Like an audio Eskimo kiss.
Yes.
You're welcome. We yeah. love you, Yo fans. Clearly, we love you.
That's the best way I can hug you all.
So that's all we have today for the Your World update. Next time, we want to hear what you want to hear, learn more about. Is there a feature or part of the game that you would like us to dig into a little bit deeper, just like we did with the design contests? Also, as always, tell us how you like the Yo World update. Let us know on the forums.
Yeah, the forums is also where you can find more information about Yo World to chat with us and other Yo fans. You just have to click community above Yo World. Mm-hmm. If you need help, you can click help above Yo World mm-hmm. to talk to one of our happiness engineers. You'll also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/YoVille, on Twitter at Yo World Game, and various Vikings on Instagram too. For the Yo World update, I am Jess.
I'm Trevor.
And I'm Shane.
And we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Thanks,
see
Shane.
You on the flip side.